The Biden administration says it'll immediately begin turning away Cubans, Haitians, and Nicaraguans who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border illegally, a major expansion of an existing effort to stop Venezuelans attempting to enter the U.S. CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey is in Washington. Hey, can you tell us why Haitians, Cubans, and Nicaraguans are being targeted specifically?
Well, the Biden administration says these are where most of the migrants that are entering the U.S. illegally are coming from. And in fact, New York City has seen some of this, according to the mayor, where in a statement today, he praised this move while also saying the country and the city right now needs a long-term and proactive strategy to manage the crisis that we're seeing. And this is the same sentiment from other American large cities that are seeing in some ways migrants bust in from places like Texas and arriving in their city with the city by itself and helping these migrants.
Yeah, about that statement Mayor Adams put out, obviously New York's been seeing this huge influx of asylum seekers, can't handle all of them. So how does the Biden administration plan to better manage where they are sent after legally entering the country?
Yeah, well, this is a good question. This new rules expansion doesn't address that. It does address legal pathways. So it's expanding the number of asylum seekers that the U.S. is allowing in from these four countries, up to 30,000 folks a month. And the Biden administration says if you're from one of these four countries and you're caught entering the U.S. illegally, you won't be eligible for that legal pathway to live and work here for up to 2 years. Still, Democrats and Republicans have been working towards some kind of bipartisan comprehensive immigration strategy that's failed in Congress. That's where change really needs to be addressed, not through executive action or administrative action. But so far, Congress has been stalled.
CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey in Washington. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.